Yeah, actually, right now I'm trading on a Diamond X50 with the AnyTown connected right now. I haven't been using Echolink for the past 3 days. As soon as I got my coax, it's KR400 coax. I got it temporary mounted. It's on my roof. And there's like a five foot metal pole that's mounted on top of that right now. My dorm room, my room is kind of blocking the signals though, and my garage. So we're mounting the X50 on the very top of my house, and we're running the ground all the way down to our flower bed, and we're just going to mount the antenna higher and make it more permanent. Now it's in a bucket full of rocks with a bag of rocks supporting it. But yeah, we're looking into grounding it out.
Okay, it sounds like you're doing real good. You'll be okay. There's a device called a polyphaser, and we put these, now this is commercial, but this would apply to amateur as well, but where the coax comes into the house, before it, you put the polyphaser, and then you generally run that to ground. So in our commercial installations, we'll put like a copper bar right where all the antennas come in. And then we'll put the polyphasers, we'll get mounted, either mounted to, or there'll be a short, heavy lead from the polyphaser to that bar. And then on the other side of that polyphaser, you'll run a jumper from there to the radio. And that's a good way to do it. It's not that expensive. You do need a jumper to run from, you know, the coax comes into the house right where the polyphaser is, and then you need a jumper from the polyphaser to the radio, and then that gets grounded. And that's pretty darn good. You do that, you'll be better than 90% of amateurs out there. But, and a polyphaser is not terribly expensive. Hell, I probably even got one laying around if you want. It's just a matter of figuring out how to get it to you.